today, at least in this shrine, because of all our other celebrations and the High Mass that we have on Sundays in the Gregorian Rite, this is the first Sunday in which we wear green. A beautiful color, but liturgically speaking, it's not my favorite color, because this means there's nothing else going on, but whatever. And of course, there's nothing going on, everybody's out of town. So we do the best we can. And of course, we see already in all these things, our Lord has prepared them and us as well. And then finally, he chooses 72, of whom one of them is St. Luke, the evangelist, who was blessed on that first Easter Sunday to see Christ. When he and St. Joseph of Cleophas, sometimes just known as Cleophas, or sometimes Alpheus, and they went to Emmaus, where he had a villa, and there our Lord appeared to them and celebrated the second Mass, and then disappeared. Just as he does now, he celebrates Mass, and then he disappears. Only our faith, the eyes of our faith, can see him. Without that, we can do nothing. And so he prepares these 72, and then they went on and on and on. And then, of course, he has prepared us. 20 centuries later, we are still here. In many ways, some of us are awaiting his return, but only God knows when that will be, because he has not told us, and he will not tell us. There are many who say he is here and he is there. Our Lord said, listen not to them. Just do what you're supposed to do. Live, pray, preach the gospel, suffer. And this last one is perhaps one of the most important of all. Without suffering, we can do nothing. We can achieve nothing. And so therefore, when we are called upon by God to suffer, whether it be spiritually, emotionally, or physically, then we should rejoice and be glad, because that is a sign from God. So our Lord prepares them, prepares us. And then he will come again when the time is at hand. In the meantime, he tells us, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. Of course, we began the readings of this Pauline Rite of the Mass with a reading from the book of the prophet St. Isaias, whose feast is tomorrow. And he had suffering too. And in fact, at the end of his life, he was sawn in half from head to toe. So there were two Isaias and only one. Tell me that didn't hurt. Pain and suffering are part and parcel of our life. When we have it, let us give thanks to God. Let us rejoice and be glad. We celebrate the first Saturday of this month of July, dedicated to the most precious blood of Jesus, that precious blood that he got only from her, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we beseech her to intercede for us and to bring him to us yet and to bring us to him till the very end of our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.